Grace pushed against him, but he pulled her closer. She could smell his stale sweat and rancid breath. "Please, just let me go." The intruder smiled, pulling out a knife. If he hadn't been holding her up by her hair, Grace would have sunk to her knees. He ran the knife along the hollow of her exposed throat. "I've got plans for you." He nudged Grace forward with his body. "Get inside." "Here, Gordon. Look what I found." In Grace's front room, another man stood in the corner, unplugging the television set. He turned to face them, and his eyes widened when he saw Grace.
"What are you doing? Don't let her see our faces."
He pulled up his sweatshirt so it covered the lower half of his face.
"Thought she could tell us where she keeps the cash,"
the first intruder said, grinning.
"You're an idiot."
Gordon staggered over, clutching the DVD player.
"She's seen us. Now she can identify us. And if that's not bad enough, you just said my name."
They argued back and forth, getting more and more agitated. And Grace waited for her chance. When the first intruder released her arms so he could wave his arms about to emphasize a point, she took off. She spun around and made for the door.